All righty, Calvin Harris, I'm not alone. It's time to bring in Mr. Justin Lee Collins. Hang on a second, I've got the jingle. Hang on, here we go. Look. And Alan is walking him in and filming it at the same time.
JLC, Justin Lee Collins. International Radio 1. Justin Lee Collins.
Good morning, Justin Lee Collins.
Good morning.
Good morning!
It's lovely to see you.
You lovely man.
You lovely man.
I love you.
I love you best.
I know, I love you more.
It's been too long. You need to come to my house in Bristol.
Well, we're gonna, aren't we? We're going. I'm gonna go around for dinner.
Yes,
and stay.
But you have
we
to.
We get to stay.
Yeah, you get to stay over.
There's
a spare room. I'll give you a comfy bed, but you have to cook.
Where's Justin Lee Collins gone?
Well, Dave, that's very nice of you to say.
I mean, you sound like Justin Lee Collins, but you sure as heck don't look like Justin Lee Collins.
I'm diggity dog.
Well, I'll tell you what though, it's going back on.
Not.
Well, I love a drink. I do love a drink. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing when you have to give that up.
What do you drink?
Well, pretty much everything.
Right.
But I've just got into amaretto.
No, have you?
Oh, I love an amaretto.
Is this the way to amaretto?
It's better than
I can show you the way to amaretto, I'll tell you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got a map. It's a lovely drink late at night.
I've never had it.
Have one with me, please.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like marzipan in a glass.
Yeah, I don't like marzipan.
Blah. Blah. Oh, I adore marzipan.
Blah.
No, it's lovely.
Is it like sherry?
No. No, not really. Cherry just gives me terrible acid reflux.
Oh.
There you go. I get bad acid reflux. That's why I walk around with Rennies in my pocket. I get it terrible. I'm so sorry.
Reflux.
Dear. In fact, we have a bit of audio of him when he suffers from it.
Is that last time I was in?
Yeah.
It was bad that time.
That was ass Mike. So do you and Mrs. Lee Collins like to sit down and have a bottle of wine at the end of a busy day?
Do you know what we do, actually?
Because I'm learning this. Anyone with kids, once the kids have gone to bed, the image that I have is that the mum and dad sit on the sofa and go,
yeah.
Should we crack open a little bottle?
That's what we do.
When they've had a stressful day, Dave's on 17 bottles a week.
Oh,
do you know, the thing is, that in all seriousness, when Nicole, our daughter, was younger, we celebrate her going to bed every night. And we got to the point where we thought, we can't do this on a weeknight. And we had to go we turned into complete winos.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much what happens in our house. We've just come back from Torquay. We went on a Turkey and Tinsel weekend.
Oh, you are such a show-off.
I know. At the Derwent Hotel. It was lovely. Yeah. And there was a lovely chap called Kevin on KB Sounds. He was like the entertainment every night.
Oh, nice.
And he was absolutely phenomenal. And Archie got up and sang Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've never seen my father-in-law so emotional. It was a lovely moment.
Why wasn't that very good?
No, it was.
Right, okay.
He stormed it.
How is Archie? Archie is.
He's free.
Will he be listening?
He probably will be, yes.
Well, they'll all be listening.
Will. Yeah.
So it's Archie and...
Harvey.
And Mummy is...
Karen,
sorry.
Yeah.
Hi, Archie. Hi, Harvey.
Hi, Karen.
No, because, you know...
Yeah.
She likes to shun the publicity.
Yeah, exactly.
Archie is a star in all your TV shows.
Thank you.
You've got to get this boy on more.
I know.
He's brilliant.
Thank you so much.
And you're so good with him. It's nice watching you two together, it really is.
Really.
Harvey doesn't seem massively interested. I'll be honest. Or you. A lot of the time, he just kind of walks past or goes to see, you know, Mummy. But Archie...
He knows.
You know, you two, obviously.
Yeah.
It's a great double act.
Thank you, sir.
Well, really is.
He's in the... tomorrow morning, he's in the Christmas play.
Is he? What's he playing?
Well, he's playing a snowflake.
Lovely.
Yeah, and he's got a line.
Right.
Yeah, and we didn't know about the line, and Karen's become a dinner lady at the school, so two lunchtimes a week.
Nice.
She goes into the playground, does lunchtime
cover.
That's
a nice thing to do.
She loves it. She really loves it. And one of the teachers or a teaching assistant came up to Karen in the playground and said, you know, Archie's got a line in the play. Karen said, no, he's not mentioned it. So later on she said, Archie, have you got a line in the Christmas play? And he said, yeah, but I'm not telling you what it is. I'm not going to blow it. You know, you have to come and see the play.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give it away.
He won't tell us the line.
He's right.
Now, does he have to be equity registered for that?
I think he... well, he's got an agent.
Right.
I've signed him up with a big agent.
Yeah. Nice, that's nice.
So I'm thinking ahead.
Channel 5 trying to do a golden handcuffs with him.
Yeah. Alex signed him up.
I've heard that Channel 5 got you, but Sky, they won't let him go.
No.
They're like this. Well, we like him. Archie's got to stay with
us. Archie's staying.
So what's the deal now with your television thing? So you signed a deal with Channel 5.
For 2 years.
Right. When are you going to be on it?
I'm going to be on December the 20th.
You sound like you've got a cold.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a cold there.
Going to be on December the 20th.
Yeah, I know.
Sound like Frank Sidebottom.
Is that turkey and tinsel? I drank too much.
Oh, turkey and tinsel.
Oh, yeah. Do I sound like Frank Sidebottom?
That's little Frank.
I'm little Frank.
I'm a big fan. So what's happening with the Channel 5?
It's my first game show. December the 20th, heads or tails, you can win £1 million on the flip of a coin. You can as well.
Can I come on it?
Yes, you can.
Is this a one-off or a series?
It's a series. It's going to be on every night, Monday to Friday, for 2 weeks over the Christmas period.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you can win £1 million. Right,
you can. What? If you keep making the right call, because there's only one question
in
the game.
So is it like double or quits?
Yeah, so I flip a £5 coin, I've got the coin in my pocket, there's no...
A £5 coin?
Yeah. Remember the limited edition?
No, I never saw them.
Back in about 2000, the Royal Mint issued a £5 coin.
Wow.
And then they took it away again. But we've got a couple of them that we use in the show.
I've got a £2 coin.
Yeah, I've got a...
So I'll put two twos and a one together.
Okay.
Okay, so you asked me a question.
Yeah.
So go on, ask me a question.
Chris.
Yes.
For £100,000.
What, that's the first amount?
Well, it could be, if you find it. So...
Hang on a sec. Are you making this up as you go along?
No, I'm not.
Right.
This is what happens.
Is this your idea? This after a night on Amaretto?
I wish it was. I wish it was my idea. So, 16 different amounts of money, 4 lives. The money ranges from £100 all the way up to £100,000.
Right.
We jumble up the money and we hide the money and we hide the 4 lives behind 20 numbered coins.
Right.
Then you play pick a number.
Right.
So, not only can this...
5.
This did happen. So, you pick number 5.
Yes.
And we do a little bit of business. Why number 5? All of that stuff.
Because I like the number.
There you go. It's a lovely looking number.
Yeah.
So, I say...
It reminds me of a swan on a unicycle.
There you go. So, I say, Chris... To find out what's hiding behind number 5,
yes.
To make whatever's hiding behind number 5
so exciting.
Live and in play, heads or tails. Make the right call. You've said, heads.
Heads.
Right.
I say heads.
It is heads. What's hiding behind 5? You found the £100,000.
Whoa!
Yeah. Chris?
Yes?
To move £100,000 into your prize fund.
Yes.
To essentially win £100,000.
Yes.
Heads or tails?
Heads.
It is heads.
Yay!
£100,000 goes in.
Brilliant. I'm off. Bye.
We get one.
Yeah, we've had a lovely day. Thanks so much, Justin.
No, but you have to stay because...
We want to give the other couples a chance.
No, there's
just
only
give me
you.
My bendy, Justin, and I'll be off.
There's only you. There's
right.
No bendy me.
Okay.
Oh, why didn't we think of that? There should be a bendy me. There should be a bendy me. That's series 2 if we get there.
Okay.
Bendy special prize.
Oh, man, it's a bendy Justin.
Oh, I love that.
But everyone loves a bit of bendy.
I know. But we get to the end of the game, whatever you've got in your prize fund, we then, if you decide to play on, we try and double that money all the way up to £1 million.
Okay, all right. And we do that with heads or tails?
Heads or tails, and that's all it is. One
no
question.
Questions?
Only one, heads or tails.
Oh, that's brilliant. How long does the show go on for?
An hour.
An hour?
An hour, an hour of heads or tails.
I've got a lot of time to fill.
Oh.
But what it means is there's a lot of nonsense and a lot of talk and a lot of silliness. We bring on secret people.
Like
really?
Who?
We have secret
people. Spies, MI5s.
I can't say they're spooks. Secret. They're secret people.
Oh, right, secret okay. People. People secret who are people. Normally
like
in hiding.
Flanflinger kind of thing.
Secret people, kind of like the Flanflinger. You don't know who they are. Well, actually, no, not like the Flanflinger.
Right.
Because you never knew who the Flanflinger was.
No, I didn't know.
But these are only secret people up to a point, and then they come out, and then we see who these people really are.
Amazing.
You've really explained that very well.
Amazing.
Well, so can I guess? Like, so, for example... You're somebody whose voice you might know, but you wouldn't recognise their face.
No, what it is, we bring out someone. So we have, like, on paper, we have, like, celebrity walk-ons.
Hmm.
Now, on paper, you might think that's quite random to have her or him...
Steve Guttenberg.
...on the show. It could be Guttenberg.
Right.
It could be Guttenberg. But there has to be a connection. So,
sure.
For example, you were a bit part actor, and you spent a couple of years living in America. You had a very, very small part in Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol.
That's the one.
Right, there's the connection.
Right, and then Steve comes on and goes, hey, how are you?
Hey! Oh, my God!
I haven't seen you since the movie! Or whatever.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love this already.
And friends and family, and they all help you make your decision. But what I love about it is that you get we do it in front of obviously a live studio audience.
Have you recorded it? Is it all done?
It's all we block recorded the entire series.
You don't want to be going in there on Christmas Eve and
work. No, thank you. So you get a situation where at the pick a number stage,
five.
You get people in the audience screaming random numbers. Now I keep exactly. I keep emphasising the fact that the game is completely random.
Right.
It's heads or tails. We're not trying to dress it up and pretend there's any phone.
It's not like Deal or No Deal when people actually really think they've got a system, but let's be honest, it's a game of chance.
Exactly right. And I keep saying that time and time again. It's either heads or it's tails. It's a 50-50 chance.
Right.
So I remember once there was this guy in the audience shouting, seven! Seven! Like he was going to explode. Seven! And I said, well, I can't stop everything. Sir, why number seven? And he went, well, I don't know.
Was it filmed in Bristol?
No, Manchester.
Right.
Ooh. Lovely Manchester.
Ooh, that's miles away. You get a nosebleed, if you go past Watford.
But do you know what? It was great, though. It was great doing it in Manchester. I love it. Just did a whole series. All of us went up to Manchester for about, for a week. Had a great time.
Oh, we all went to Manchester for a week. And then, I thought you were saying that for 6 months.
No, just a week. Did it all in a week.
So the show is called
Heads or Tails.
Brilliant!
That makes sense that you've called
Utterly
it that.
Utterly brilliant.
It's utterly brilliant. It's a 50-50 chance.
Oh, my God, it's brilliant.
It's just a flip of a coin. So, you know what we're doing on...
Hang on. Are you moving on from that?
I'm still on it.
Okay, good.
I was going to tell you about our Guinness World Record coin flip.
I would like to... I think I know about this. Isn't this you getting ready to set a new Guinness World Record and give away £1,000 in a record-breaking toss?
That's exactly it.
I have heard about that.
Yeah, it's happening next Thursday at 10 o'clock Covent Garden. Guinness World Record flip.
And which is what?
A lot of people, as many people as we possibly can, all flipping together at once.
Wow.
To make the world a better place.
Well, if you want to go down and flip with Justin, then it sounds like it's going to be a flipping great time.
Oh, come along.
No, I can't make it.
When is it, sorry?
It's next Thursday.
Oh, isn't that when
I'm going to be...
We're going to Belgium.
You just said it.
I'm sorry.
Could I say where I was last week?
Go on.
I was in Estonia on my Eurovision quest.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm entering the Eurovision Song Contest, I'm trying to, representing a foreign nation next year.
I love that.
It's the road to Oslo. I've already got my lovely friend Ronan Keating has agreed to write a song for me if I get the Irish vote. He said, I'll write you a song.
He might be listening this morning. I know he's around. I know he's flying out this morning.
Ronan, you lovely man. Where's that song?
Did you call him Roland? It's Roland.
Ronan.
Don't call him Roland.
No, Ronan.
Yeah,
he hates...
Ronan.
Yeah.
Why don't you like... Why are you following me around for? You know that?
Hello. I could be the
Irish... Stop following me around, Justin. Ronan.
How about that, though? If I was the Irish entry...
I would love it.
Singing a song written by Ronan.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
All my dreams come true right there. I would definitely retire after that. That would be it.
How possible does it look?
It's quite likely.
Really?
I went to Estonia because I tried to get the Estonian vote, but I would have to be... Oh, you love this. I would have to be a resident in Estonia, so we're looking into that.
So you'd have to go and live there for a while?
I'd have to go and live there and have an address.
Brilliant.
But I would do it. You know I would do it.
I know you
I'd
would.
Do everything. But last week, I swear it's true, last week, I'm live on Estonian national television. It was Estonian breakfast news. I swear this is true.
Brilliant.
And I performed Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
Brilliant.
Right. They had me on my strap. So obviously for those people that don't know, my name and who I am and what I'm doing comes up in a strap at the bottom of the screen.
Yep.
So they had me down as Justin Le Collins.
Nice.
Like, L-E, Justin Le Collins.
Lovely.
And not Eurovision hopeful, or Eurovision wannabe. Guess what they had me labelled as?
What?
British optimist.
Justin Le Collins is great. Like Henri Leconte.
Man.
Similar. Justin Le Collins, British optimist. And then I did this. We had a
Why
guy.
Why did he sing that song?
Because I think it didn't cost much money to sing it. It was like a rights thing or something.
Okay, all right.
And it was, I was there 7 o'clock in the morning on Estonian television. Obviously, two presenters, lovely presenters. I don't know who they are. They've got no clue who I am.
Anne and Nick.
I'm in their country on Anne and Nick's Estonian brekkie news. And they have got no clue who I am, but they've agreed to have me on. And Casper, our guy, has written a message. I wrote a message in English. He translated it in Estonian. Basically, hello, my name is Justin Lee Collins. I want to represent Estonia in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Brilliant.
I love it here. And I read out the translation on a bit of paper. It was gobbledygook. I can't speak Estonian.
No.
It made no sense. So you've got the two very confused Estonians. Anne and Nick.
Can't wait.
Looking at me cockled.
Is this going to be on the show?
This will be on the show. Brilliant. I put a bit of paper down and I burst into tire yellow ribbon. Love Justin Le Collins, British optimist.
I love that. How can Ireland not want you to do that for them?
Thank you. I know. I mean, come on.
Ronan write the song, you perform it. It's brilliant.
They had Justin the Turkey the other year.
I know.
If not Ireland.
I loved Justin, but it was an awful song.
If not Ireland, could you not represent Estonia, though?
Well, I could, but I would have to become resident. Mm. There's also a possibility of Andorra. I would become resident in Estonia.
Well, Andorra's good for skiing as well.
Oh, it's beautiful. Mm. We were there as well. Dave, have you been?
Yeah.
It's the Pyrenees, isn't it?
Exactly, and you get duty-free there as well.
Oh, I've been talking to a guy called Nicky Francesca, and Nicky was in a band called Anonymous.
Right.
And they entered in 2007. They didn't make the final, they got knocked out in the semis. But I'm working with Nicky and his producer. And
so you're working with somebody who didn't make it?
Yes.
Brilliant, that's great.
But I know. But Andorra...
I tracked down a man who failed, and he's going to help me.
But, you know, here's the thing, though. Andorra have never made the final. I could be the man to make the finals for Andorra for the very first time.
You know what rises with Andorra?
What's that?
Kiora.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Boogie, boogie, boogie.
There you go. There's something in that. There's something in that.
That could be the song.
But, you know, wouldn't it be...
Andorra.
Andorra.
I would perform the Kiora theme, but you can't do it, excuse me. You can't, because you can't... It has to be a brand new song written for your... It can't be previously published.
Oh, OK. Oh, well, rubbish.
Yeah, but if we just change some of the notes, it would be like an original composition. That happens, apparently.
Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
So, hang on a second. You're not going yet, by the way.
No, I want to stay.
Heads and Tails, by the way, starts Sunday, 20th December at 5:30 on 5.
Yes.
Right. Right. Meantime... Yesterday was Chemical Brothers. It began in Africa.
Chemical Brothers are made up of two blokes called...
I'm a loser, baby. So I... Kill me.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he's ever topped that.
No. Back in Loser. Love it. Classic, great vocals.
I love that. Who's that?
A bit of Weird Al.
Is that Weird Al, Yankee?
Yeah.
I am. I said I want to get next to you.
Anyway, that'll do. So, nice link there, Dave. All seamless, good. Yeah,
seamless, happy, yes.
It's 8:08. It's Tuesday morning.
The Chris Moyle Show. Our guest today is JLC, Justin Lee Collins, International Radio 1.
Right, so let's get everything out of the way. Heads and Tails, Justin's brand new game show on 5, starts Sunday the 20th of December, 5:30, and includes a celebrity special.
Yes, it does.
Ooh.
Yeah, John Thompson.
Oh, I like him.
Oh, he's lovely.
I like him.
He's lovely. And the lovely Denise Van Outen.
Oh.
Came on, yeah.
Showbiz.
I know, 90 Showbiz Minute Christmas. Denise. Do you know what, John won, I won't say how much, because I don't want to spoil the magic, but John...
So John wins, does he?
John won a lot of money. He won a lot of money.
Is it for charity or for them?
Or for charity.
Why that's so not fair.
I know.
Why do celebrities not get a chance to keep the money?
I think they should get a cut, at least.
I would call it greedy celebrities.
Yeah.
And you get a greedy celebrity on, and you go, what would £100,000 mean to you? And they go, a new Aston Martin. You go, brilliant. Greedy celebrity.
Mm. There you go. Well, it's not a greedy celebrity special. It was a charity special.
Right.
And John won large.
Brilliant.
He won large.
I love that. For a charity that he chooses, it wasn't... Was it the John Thompson Portuguese Villa Fund?
It was his chosen charity.
Right, OK.
Yeah, nice. And he did really well for him.
Well, that show starts Sunday the 20th of December. Watch that. The Sunday night, late, do you get money off this Sunday night project DVD?
Do you know what? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, let's not plug it then.
Mm. Maybe I do.
Well, find out. Let me know. If we get the thumbs up, we'll plug it. If not, stuff them.
Do I get money off of this?
I don't know.
We're not entirely sure.
No, I ain't talking about it then. No point. No. And then good luck with the Eurovision thing, which is good.
Thanks,
mate. I'm very excited by that. Now, what's happening with your album, man?
The album will be out in March.
Right. What? I thought it was out for Christmas.
It was going to be out for Christmas, but you know that that world, that music land, is all about promotion, isn't it?
It's mental.
It's mental, and it's promotion. So with all these different things going on,
right,
they decided to hold back on it until March. So it's going to be out for Mother's Day.
Aww.
Yeah. And I'm really happy with it. I love Margarita.
Who's she? She produces it.
Margarita is the girl that I had some lovemaking with under Spanish Skies. She had starlight on her face.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you wipe it off?
I thought that she was mine and I was hers forever.
Sure.
But Chris, in the morning, she was gone without a trace.
Give over.
I know.
What a sad story.
Well, I know. It's, you know, one more margarita is all I want for my margarita.
Sure.
You know, once again, the words, you know, they just keep rolling off my tongue.
Yeah.
For the more I drink, Dave, the more the pain gets sweeter.
Oh, no. Yeah,
as I long for margarita, Chris, in the sun.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
I think she's still on Capital.
Not that Margarita.
Margarita Taylor.
She's a nice girl. He means Margarita Prakatan.
Oh, I see.
That's the one. Yeah. She broke my heart.
Because you could have been on my album.
Yeah, I know.
I rang Justin up and said, look, we got a Tom Jones track on my album.
Yeah.
How about you and me do a Tom Jones duet?
I'd love to. But you won't believe it. I'm recording my own album.
And I went, I think I've run the wrong number.
I'm my own album.
He went, no, it's me, Justin.
Oh, no.
And I'm recording my own album.
I think you are, Justin.
He said, honestly, it's me.
That's the worst impression of you I've ever done.
Look, but what a funny conversation that was, because you phoned me up out of the bit and we're having a conversation about doing albums.
I know.
It's the weirdest conversation. It's madness. It's good though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I love it.
Yeah.
I love mine. I'm really proud of it. I think it's really good. You know, it's put a lot of work into
it. It's proper.
It's not like a joke. Well, it is a joke, but it's not a joke.
It's like a serious joke.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's a highbrow joke.
Mm.
With great production.
Yeah.
So all yours is done. It's all ready to rock.
It's done. It's ready to rock. It's going to be out in March.
Have you listened? Have you put your own album on? Because you've got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Have you put it on in the car while you're driving?
We've put it on in the car because Harv, my youngest, loves Margarita.
Oh.
He loves Margarita. Although, actually, he probably prefers You Had Me When You Said Hello, which is another one of the original compositions.
Lovely.
But yeah, he boogies to it. He loves it. Got this little jukebox at home. He's on the jukebox.
Nice.
Yeah, and we play it in the kitchen.
And
we
Archie bothered by it or not?
Archie loves it.
Right.
Yeah. Archie's a big fan.
That's nice.
Although he loves Ghostbusters. That's probably still his favourite song.
Yeah. Have you done a cover of that?
No.
Why didn't you do that?
It's
a bonus track.
Ray Parker Jr. nailed it. I don't know whether I can...
you say that.
He did though, didn't he?
If there's something strange...
In your neighbourhood.
Are you going to call?
I tell you who.
Ghostbusters.
Only the bloody Ghostbusters.
There's something weird.
And you don't look good.
Are you going to call?
I just told you. Ghostbusters. Are you there for what?
Yeah, North Somerset Ghostbusters.
Keep listening. You just said it again. Right, listen, we've got some CDs for you.
Okay.
We need to have a sing-along. When you come in...
Yes.
We'll have a nice sing-song.
It's like Christmas starts when you arrive.
Oh, what a lovely thing to say.
So we've got a pile of CDs.
Okay.
You choose anyone you want.
Have we got When a Child is Born? It's a favourite of mine.
Do you know what? I don't think so.
Oh, I love Johnny Mathis.
Would you allow us to back you?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need backing today because I'm hoarse. You can probably tell.
What about your horse? It's outside. It's a lovely beast. I can't believe you still ride it to work.
No. I'm looking for When a Child is Born. I don't think you've got it.
I don't think we've got it.
It's probably my favourite When a Child is Born.
We don't have...
Oh, there we go. Number 9. Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas.
Pass it over to
That's
me.
The one.
Everyone wants a bit of blue for Christmas.
I love Blue Christmas. And I have to say, somewhat controversially, Elvis, of course, recorded Blue Christmas.
That's right.
Shakin' Stevens did it better.
Oh.
Wow. Shakin' Stevens does a better version of Blue Christmas.
Give over yourself.
Yeah, I love it. I've got it on a Christmas compilation. And Shaky... nailed it.
Well, I'm ready. I've queued up the track.
I need lyrics.
Do we have lyrics?
We're getting them.
Can I stand up? You know I like to stand up.
Of course you can stand up.
Here.
You can stand over there. No, can you stand there?
Yeah. Is that all right?
Now, but very importantly, let's work out the amount of echo. I don't know how much we want.
So give you a little test.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Is that too much?
I'll be so blue. Yeah, a bit less, I think.
Right, just thinking about you.
Because it needs a lot of echo. For
yeah, it does.
Now, now, can I ask?
Yes.
Are you Elvis or Shaky?
I think I'm somewhere in between.
Okay. So, Elvis Stevens.
Elvis Stevens, thank you.
I think I went to school with Elvis Stevens.
Mm.
I think he's a plumber now, Redditch.
it's probably more Elvis. Probably a bit more Elvis.
So it's more, so yeah, Shaking Presley.
Yeah, Shaking Presley.
Shaking Presley.
My great uncle had that.
Oh, good lord.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not good.
He couldn't eat his dinner off his
lap. They'll cure it. Like one of these days, they'll cure it.
Oh, they will.
The Shaking Presleys.
Oh, we used to have to sit him at the table. We could never eat watching the telly. It was all over the place.
Awful with jelly, wasn't he?
Oh, I'll tell you, he ended up with staking kidney right over Adrian Charles' face during the one show one night. So
he hates that as well, that toy.
Oh, he really does.
He hates it.
No, I've got all this food all over my face now. Christine, do the link. Right, so here's your intro, right? Just so you know. To
you have to give me a point, mate, because I don't know when to come in.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Christmas time with Justin Lee Collins. It's the longest intro in the world.
Is it an intro still?
Well, I don't know.
It's first three, isn't
it? Oh, no, do you know what?
Is that a karaoke version?
Is that the song?
Is it
a Roki version?
Yes, it is a Roki.
So do I come straight in?
You obviously do.
Straight in immediately.
So I think it's this, you ready?
Yeah.
Two, three, four, one.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. So blue, just thinking about you.
About you.
Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. Won't be the same if you're not here
with me. Gonna make a bit more Radio 1.
When those blue snowflakes start falling, so when those blue memories start calling, you'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white. Have a blue Christmas.
Drop the bomb.
Yeah, the blue
Christmas.
Yeah.
Without you,
JLC Christmas tree.
I'll be so blue.
Yeah.
Just thinking.
Thanks to Justin.
About you.
Have no fear. Got reindeer.
A decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. I'll have a blue.
You'll have a blue.
Blue Christmas.
Well, thanks very much. I'm quite hoarse. Thank
that
you.
That was lovely. Oh.
Thank you.
High
Thanks,
five.
Dave.
And I think we made it to very Radio 1.
I think
it didn't sound too old. JLC is a legend. Now it's Christmas as Anton on the A38. Lots of living legend text for you. That's nice.
Merry Christmas, Anton.
Paul.
Yeah.
Whitney. JLC is Shelvis.
Oh.
Shaky and Elvis.
That's perfect.
That's it.
Thanks, Paul. Shelvis.
Shelvis.
I'm Shelvis.
Oh, let's play a couple of records.
Yeah.
And then, what time have you got to go?
I don't have to go. I'm staying.
We were going to do a web chat at 9:30.
Who is?
Well, Justin was.
Do it live on the air. We'll do it just between songs.
Access all areas, live on air. Brilliant.
If Fern isn't in the building yet, she can stay. She can take her time. I think half an hour of Justin Lee Collins sings. We should do that.
Thank you.
So, if you're panicking, we'll put it on at 10 o'clock when it's technically Fern's show and he's a guest that she couldn't control.
True.
There we go. I I like that sing along. 8199. If you enjoyed that, send a little text for Justin. You know that he hates singing. He gets very embarrassed.
Yeah, it's not my thing.
Really, suggestions maybe for what you'd like Justin to sing.
As long as it's on the range of terrible CDs that we have that include a Pinky and Perky sing along CD and a terrible Elvis medley karaoke disc, which I bought about 15 years ago in Southend. So, 8199. Text now, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's play some records. Back with Justin.
Coming up today on BBC Radio 1, Fern's here at 10, Greg James at 1 o'clock has Shakira recorded yesterday, but playing it out today, plus Alex Simwise. Scott's here at 4, Zane's here at 7, and he'll be speaking to Delphic and the Horrors. That's today on BBC Radio 1.
Rid of them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Trevor Nelson is dancing to this in the live lounge cam. Trevor's one on the right. I love that. Kesha and TikTok. I like that. Is she cute? I want to know what she looks like. She's you.
Yeah, it's me.
What?
Anyway,
Hello.
What?
I didn't understand that. What does that mean?
Is that her? Really? Well, okay, all right, fine. Oh,
I think you'll find the answer is yes.
Hello.
Quite clearly, yes.
Hot diggity dog, ding dong, and that's no one at the door. Justin Lee Collins is here, ladies and gentlemen. And,
what? Hot diggity dog, ding dong, and that's no one at the door.
Yeah.
I love that.
Well, it's yours.
Not even yours. A hot dog.
Listen, on your Channel 5 deal, are you going to do your chat show?
Yes, I am.
Going to happen?
Definitely.
Brilliant.
Yeah, we're doing it early next year. I think March, I think it starts.
Nice.
Please come on.
I'd love to.
Please, thank you.
I want to come on.
It's going to be beautiful.
I liked your show when you did that on ITV too.
Thank you.
They missed a trick not keeping you there.
Thank you, sir.
It's Channel 5's gain.
Oh,
if you need a house band, by the way, myself and Dominic, Folkface, are available.
I would love Folkface to be the house band.
Yeah. Right. Really? You might not.
Why not?
Well, there's two of them, and only one of them plays an instrument.
Oh, yeah, it's not going
to
work.
Ah, I have a new instrument to play, which I'm going to bring in next week.
Justin would look ridiculous with you playing the nose flute, introducing Larry Hagman.
No, I've got a new instrument.
What is it?
It's called a doob.
What is that?
It's like a cube, like a bongo cube.
It's
very clever. It's invented by Dion Dublin.
It's like a what?
It's like a bongo cube.
This is the cube.
No, the dube.
Oh, sorry, hang on a second.
This is the cube.
Okay.
I'll show you next week.
Well, you have what it takes to beat the
dube.
The dube.
To beat Dion Dublin, the football player?
Yeah. He's invented a musical instrument.
Wow. Is he not playing professional football anymore?
No.
Who'd have thought? Sitting around all day going, I don't know really what to do with myself. I know, I'll invent a new musical instrument.
I'd like to hear it.
No, you wouldn't. Don't be so ridiculous.
I should have brought it in. I'll show you next time you're here.
Okay. So, Justin Collins, I'm just thinking we've plugged everything. I just want to make sure we've plugged everything so it's all ticked and now you can just hang around and sing. Because I think we need to have another song from Justin.
Yes.
When a Child is Born.
We don't have any music for
it. Oh, yeah.
You're obsessed with that.
Oh, I love Johnny Mathis.
And he's a big fan of yours, too.
Is he?
Yeah. He was very disappointed when the Friday Night Project moved to Sunday.
No, we tried to get him.
Oh.
We desperately tried to get him. My mum loves him. He won't play the Bristol Coast and all anymore.
Why not?
Well, my mum says he did it years ago and he complained about the acoustics.
Oh.
He's never been back. True. I've heard that story a lot. But Johnny Mathis.
I just wonder if there's any more songs that Justin can sing for Christmas because, you know.
You are wrapped it up and said, oh, I love you. Whoa!
Yeah.
Do you recognise me? I love the video too. Last Christmas is brilliant.
You look like you could be in that video. You have the right sort of hair.
Oh,
luxurious hair.
George had the luxurious mop at that time, didn't he? Yeah, beautiful hair he did, didn't he? Oh, this is McCartney.
I think it might be a cover version.
Oh.
I don't know the words, but it doesn't really matter with a song like that.
Mistletoe and Wine is a classic.
This isn't the original.
Sydney's having
a wonderful Christmas time.
Who was Sidney?
I don't know.
But he had a wonderful Christmas
Sidney
time.
Sidney Poitier.
Was that what it was? Yep. I never knew it was about him.
It's all about him.
I don't even know who he is.
Oh, he's a fine actor.
Right, okay. JLC is amazing. Get him to sing, says Ryan from BMW Bristol.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
If he sings, give him a BMW.
Oh, that's it. I'll have some of that.
Can he not test drive one for the whole Christmas period? Your top of the range one, Ryan. Get in touch.
I'll sing him a song if I can.
There you go. For a BMW, I'll sing him a song naked whilst juggling. Sing what? JLC, sing White Christmas.
Oh, it's a classic, isn't it? Bing does that best. I don't care whether Bing nailed that song.
I love Justin. Oh, and you, Chris, says Sarah in Bishop Stortford. Many, many texts. Get JLC to sing another, says Simon in Oldham.
Mistletoe and Wine.
Have we got that? Is that on here?
Oh, such a great song.
Mistletoe and Wine.
It's a Christmas masterpiece.
Children singing Christian rhyme.
With logs on the fire.
Logs on the fire.
Gifts on the tree. Oh, no.
Do you want to do it after the news?
Yeah.
I'll get the lyrics out.
Mistletoe and Wine coming up after the news, ladies and gentlemen, with Mr. Justin Lee Collins. And I'll even do the big intro as well. I'll do your proper big intro.
Thank you.
Which I recorded off the Royal Variety, wouldn't you? Right, so Justin Lee Collins singing after the news. Going to make it nice and Christmassy for you. We've done Shelvis, and now it's Cliff.
Digital.
FM.
Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Cliff Fest.
None of this work, does it?
Clef. Oh, I'm going to sing Clef in it. I love that. I'm going to sing a bit of Clef. Clef. Once, twice, treble Clef.
White Clef.
Oh, because I want to, that's why. Right, so Justin sings after the news and the sport read by Dominic and Carrie. It's 9:32.
The number of UK troops. 9:36 now.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Justin Lee Collins.
The child is a king. The carolers sing, the old has passed, there's a new beginning. Dreams of Santa, dreams of snow, fingers numb, faces aglow. Christmas time,
Christmas time.
Mistletoe and wine, children singing Christian rhyme, with logs on on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see, a time for living, a time for believing, a time for trusting, not deceiving, love and laughter and joy ever after, ours for the taking, just follow the master. Christmas time, mistletoe and wine, children sing it Christian rhyme, with logs on the fire, gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see.
Yeah, yeah, Christmas, loads of presents round the tree, for you and me, courtesy of the BBC. JOC, yeah boy, you want a Merry Christmas? I'll give you a Merry Christmas. Yeah. Peace.
It's a time for giving, a time for getting, a time for forgiving. Christmas is love.
Come on.
Christmas is peace, a time for hating and fighting to see.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Christmas time.
Christmas time.
Christmas time, mistletoe and wine,
children singing Christian rhyme. When love's on the fire, gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see. It's time. On the fire and gifts on the tree, a time to rejoice in the good that we see.
La la la, la la la.
Oh, it's a classic.
Oh, love that. Amazing work.
But I think Cliff should definitely re-release that with DMX or someone. Yeah. Well, me and Ja Rule.
Yeah. With chickens and 30-foot trucks going past.
Can you imagine?
You and Ja Rule.
Yeah, or I'd like to see Cliff do it with Ja Rule.
Yeah.
For next Christmas.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
We don't need, if Cliff doesn't want to do it, you could do it.
I would do it.
Wow. That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd love to. It's a classic.
Amazing.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Well, he follows it up with Saviour's Day, which was rubbish.
No, I like Saviour's Day.
I don't know about Saviour's Day.
Yeah, it's about the Saviour in his day.
Well, yes, nice. An important message, yeah. You know, but it was I no mistletoe.
And the hymn that one dragged on as well. What was
Millennium
his
Prayer.
Day. Yeah.
Mm. Justin, have a lovely Christmas.
Have a lovely Christmas.
I'm going to Justin's house for curry.
Yep.
I think it's beer curry and Carol Vorderman, but I'll tell you what happens afterwards.
Oh, what a dream.
I know.
Oh, it's a dream.
Two from the top and all that. So,
I know. We can break into Bristol Zoo.
When you're like, whoa, I'd love that.
Come on.
Well, let's do it.
Well, it's around the corner. Let's do it.
What a night.
Can you imagine?
That'll be brilliant. And then you get picked for the Eurovision. And you can't do it because you're arrested.
Oh, yeah. No,
you can be the only person at the Eurovision wearing a tag.
I'll be there in Oslo. Tagged up. Yeah, Singing for Ireland, a song written by Mr. Ronan Keating.
Mr. Ronan? Ronan? Why don't you like me, Ronan? Justin Lincoln is your lovely. Now, Justin is now, he's going to go and do a Christmas web chat.
Yes.
So you can watch him do it as well at the same time. So if you go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1 online. Radio 1
online.
Then in the live lounge, I think it'll be. Is that right?
Access all areas pages.
There you go. Let's go to the access all areas pages.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to you, Justin Lee Collins.
Merry.
Justin Lee Collins, Sunday the 20th of December, 5:30 on 5. Watch his show.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.